Dude. Welcome to the Alessandro Mascano Board of County Commissioners work session meeting. Today is April 16, 2024. It is now 3:05. We call this meeting to order. And please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Luis Lopez, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Haas.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather today in your name. As we move forward in discussions today with our Trinidad Eminence District, we'd like to thank you and protect our first responders in our community. We'd like to give a thank you to our Ambulance District employees and all the first responders in Los Angeles County. In your heavenly name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let's lift to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have two flags.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioners. Mr. Dorenkamp, please roll call.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. We're going to go to item 2-2A, discussion with Trinidad Ambulance. First of all, thank you for being here and thank you for putting this. And we learned communication as we go through the process. And again, this is, in a sense, your platform. Any questions? I'll open it up for my fellow commissioners, but Chief and Assistant Chief, the floor is yours.
Thank you, commissioners, for having us today. We called this meeting because we learned that MMT wanted to come apply for an ambulance and do some transports out of here. And we had called this meeting in hopes that we would get here before that process went through so that we can kind of just dispel some rumors that have been out there and kind of give some information on that. So I pulled some numbers this morning, and right now we're sitting at 99 interfacility transfers out of our hospital. That's about 21% of our actual transports. There's been rumors going around that we have not been able to do interfacility transports and that we've been refusing interfacility transports, and that's just not true. And that is why MMT had applied for an emergency license, was my understanding. They did reach out to us, and we spoke to them. We told them that that was not the case. We didn't feel like we needed them to come in here, that we were able to handle what we could. There was a short period that we were down to two ambulances, and so there was a couple of days that we had to postpone transfers. But aside from that, it's been business as usual. We've been doing our transfers as we always do, without question.
So, Chief, let me ask you, you said that 99 inner facility transfers. What percentage of that you said was 99 transfers?
That's as of yesterday, that's 21% of our transports.
Year to date, January till now?
Till yesterday.
Okay, yes. All right.
So, and that's actually. So just to be clear, we've run 620 calls as of yesterday. 483 of those were transports, which is about 78%. And then of that 78%, 99 or 21% is interfacilities originating from our hospital to other destinations. Is there, kind of lost my train of thought.
No. So that does not include the 400 and some that you're talking about is you transported someone from any part of the county back
Correct.
To the hospital. Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
The other thing I wanted to mention with the new ground ambulance ground licensing that takes effect July 1st, it's my understanding and our understanding that an agency can come into another area as a mutual aid request up to 12 times without having a license. So that was my other concern was, rather than giving somebody else a license. If we needed mutual aid or assistance, they'd be able to come in without having a license.
Do you have that in place already, the mutual aid?
We don't.
Okay.
No.
So that doesn't exist as of right now?
As of right now.
Okay.
But we're open to starting an MOU if we needed to. It's also, I think it was also on statute that it can just be a request. If we can't handle it because we've already got an ambulance on a transfer or something, it can just come as a request.
So Chief, one of the, I think it was at a meeting a year ago with all counties at one of the conferences, this mutual aid, is it limited by a certain number of miles that, okay, so it's open. And you can go from here to Fort Collins.
Essentially, if we needed to.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Just wanted to print it out.
And just a point of clarification, 483, what? So I got 620 calls as of April 15th. And 483.
What? 478.
Let's see. Year to date, total call volume as of yesterday was 620 calls.
Mm-hmm.
Transports from any scene to our hospital was 483.
Mm-hmm.
And then 99 transfers from our hospital to other destinations.
And is that pretty much the average, the 99 transports to other facilities? Is that kind of what?
So up until last year, our seven-year average is over 400 interfacility transfers a year.
Okay, so you first quarter probably on track.
Yep, roughly.
Okay.
So last year was the first year we were under 400, and we were at 360.
Okay.
Every other year prior to that, we do over 400 interfacility transfers a year.
So when MMT contacted you, Chief, what was the reason for them wanting to come to Los Angeles County?
So it sounds like they had gotten word that we needed help interfacility-wise, and they wanted to offer their services to come down here and maybe help out.
So do you do they clarify to you if they would be setting up a an office with a unit here on standby 24 hours a day? Dispatched out of Pueblo and then go.
I'm back. Guessing they're based out of Springs. I'm guessing they would send a unit down from Springs, but I don't know. They didn't discuss that with us.
Okay. So if it was me, it's a moot point now because the licensing has gone through the process today. But as a business owner, it's not cost effective if Trinidad Ambulance is available to take up there.
Right.
Unless you have them stationed here on a regular basis, which then again isn't profitable if you have Trinidad Ambulance here. So, the process for today on the agenda item was questioned, and I had some inquiries on it regarding doing so. And as I mentioned before we started the meeting, basically it comes down to licensing or not licensing, putting the county in a position of liable if we do not allow a license. So it should be any license such as that or a liquor license or anything else moving forward at this particular time. But I don't see a benefit for them now that you guys are, other than having that one time a couple of units down or something we mentioned earlier, of being profitable for them to encroach on your business model or your availability for your units to do transfers. And just recently, we had to utilize, myself and my wife, had to utilize your services, a local transport and also to another facility. It was a couple months ago. So, and it was quite expensive. I'm sure that's a lot of money that you guys are going to have to pay your staff and your vehicles and everything. I don't see it profitable for another outside agency coming to do so.
Especially spring.
Yeah, from spring. So, and then what's the June dead? Do they have to go back to the drawing board? Do you guys have to go back to the drawing board for licensing to the state, Chief or Deputy Chief?
So, and that was something too we wanted to explain to you on how that's going to work, because we've been doing a lot more outreach with the state. And with state issues as far as advocacy, and I think I told you guys that before. So as of June 30th, the county license go away. June 1st.
July
1st, sorry, July 1st, whichever ambulance service has a valid license and good standing with whatever county, that is good for 2 years. So now by giving them a license and not knowing where they're from and what company they are, the other thing is they're for profit. Another concern we have is we do not ask for the patient's ability to pay when we go do a transfer or we do an emergency call. Never have. We never will. Okay. My fear is, our fear is, the hospital calls them in team. They are a private business.
For profit.
For profit. They're going to do things that make money. Okay. So if you have two transfers and one makes money and one doesn't, and the one company will only take the one that takes money, who's getting the other? Those are our fears.
Commissioners, if I may interject here, apparently there were two meeting links, and I hit the one that popped up. We've got two people trying to sign on, so I'm going to stop this meeting.
Okay.
And
time out.
Start this one.
Yeah.
And also,